KMJ News Time, 7:50. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
So UPS has purchased 58 acres in Visalia. What do you think they're going to do with that, Gabe?
It's looking very likely that they're probably going to, expand their distribution services. UPS has a facility in Fresno and a facility in Visalia currently, but if you look at where they're located, they're kind of hemmed in by development, unable to grow in any significant way. So it looks like they're purchasing this land, just to expand on their ability to ship goods up and down the valley. And it's a really encouraging sign, with like Ulta and Amazon building these huge distribution centers here in Fresno. It's really looking like the vision is for it to be kind of an e-commerce hub for the state. And also with UPS's plans here, it looks like they're going to create between 40 and 50 new jobs, which is always great. So it's also good news for the owners of the Visalia Industrial Park. They have about 480 acres out there, and they've been really pushing it hard for like the last 10 years to get some tenants in there, and this is kind of expected to open the floodgates. It's good news for Visalia, which is making a big effort to compete for a lot of these e-commerce distribution centers. As you might know, that they were in the running for a Nordstrom center with Fresno before Nordstrom backed off those plans. But it's looking like Visalia is making a really big run. And with the UPS kind of expanding there, there's a good chance other e-commerce retailers are going to want to be nearby. So it's great news just for Visalia and for the Valley.
Yeah, good for all of us all the way around. Good story there, Gabe. And now we've got something about some local high school kids. These kids today, they know all about computers, don't they?
Yeah, this is a really neat story. So there's a group of students from the Philip J. Patino School of Entrepreneurship in Fresno. They recently won the Valley's biggest contest for software development. It's called 59 Days of Code. So what they did is they created an app called Suvia, which is derived from the Korean word for water. So what this app does is it uses soil sensor technology to track in real time, like a residential lawn. This is for people's lawns. And these sensors are able to tell how thirsty your different parts of your lawn are, and it kind of controls the – yeah, it's really neat. It controls the irrigation and just makes it super efficient. So these kids, they won about $5,000. It's a serious contest. They got a bunch of services to get their business off the ground. And, even though they're high school kids, it's a real business. And that's kind of what they do at the Patino School of Entrepreneurship. It's a new school in Fresno Unified. It's a high school. It's very selective. And part of it is every student who goes there is required to start their own business from the ground up, which is really neat. These are some special kids. And we talked to some of your teacher, their principal. In the beginning, there was a lot of pride about their accomplishments. But now it's kind of commonplace for them to beat out, college kids or professionals. They beat an actual business in this contest. So, it just creates sky high expectations. And, it just also just makes you think that our burgeoning tech sector here in Fresno is really going to go places with kids kind of waiting in the wings to do these sorts of things.